Hi, everybody, and welcome to our TOEIC lesson for today. It's good to have you with us. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to continue talking about establishing your sales strategy, making a new sales strategy for your company's marketing division
So
that your company can sell the products it makes.
Yay! You want to be successful. In today's world, you have to have a good sales strategy. It's not enough to have a good product, you know. Sometimes the best products don't always succeed in the market. I remember when Beta was introduced and it was competing against VHS videotape.
Wow, you're going way back.
I know. Well, Taiwan was using Beta, which was superior, but guess what? VHS won because they got the word out. They had a better sales strategy, a marketing strategy. And it's a shame. Sometimes the best technology doesn't always win.
Those are videotapes you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
I think those are dinosaurs now.
Yes.
You'd have to look pretty hard to find a video player.
You can still find them in America.
Probably on eBay or something like that.
No, people still have their demo tapes.
Okay, but in any case, today we are going to actually look at an essay about how to set up your business strategies.
Yeah.
We've got some suggestions. Last time, of course, we had a conversation. It was a brainstorming session
uh-huh.
with Graham and Angela and Cynthia and Tom. They came up with some pretty good ideas. Today, we're going to actually get to the meat of the matter and talk about how you can boost your sales. So let's get to it. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson right now.
Every company should always be looking to boost its sales. Even successful companies can't afford to rest on their laurels. They need to ensure they have the correct sales strategies in place for future growth. Here are just a few of the strategies companies have at their disposal. One thing to always remember is never lose sight of the basics. Remember who your product is targeted at and make sure it solves their key concerns and needs. No matter what else your product can do, it absolutely has to fulfill these basic requirements. What's equally important to bear in mind is that while your customers' core requirements might be the same, your customers themselves are not. Your target audience might actually consist of slightly different subgroups. It's necessary to customize your sales approach for each of these subgroups to make sure you meet their needs. Finally, never miss an opportunity to tell people what you do. By letting your acquaintances know what line of work you're in, you make them potential salespeople. They may be able to send some business your way one day. What's more, you should tell them about every service your company provides. Not everyone is aware of the diverse ways in which you and your company might be able to help them. Keep these hints in mind, and you'll be on the right track to increase your sales and grow your business.
Okay, so let's talk about setting up the sales strategies and improving your sales, selling more of your products and services and making more money. Yeah. Well, every company should always be looking to boost its sales. That's what you're here for. You're here to make money. That's what makes the world go round. It's all about money. And if you want to make money, you've got to sell your product or service. Well, you're selling your products and services okay, but you want to increase those sales. And that's why we're saying you want to boost your sales. Boost here is a verb that just means to give a sudden rise to something, to increase something dramatically and suddenly, to boost something.
Yeah, to make something go up. If you have little kids and you go to a restaurant in America, they might be too small to sit at the table with you. So sometimes instead of a high chair, which babies sit in, you can ask for a booster seat, which is a little seat that makes them a little higher so they can sit on the bench with you or on a chair with you, like grown-up people, but they're still kind of small.
Hmm.
So boost lifts you up. You want to lift your sales, increase your sales. Even successful companies can't afford to rest on their laurels. If you can't afford something, you don't have enough time, money, attention. You don't have enough of something to do what you want to. Rest on their laurels. If you rest on your laurels, it means You are satisfied with past successes. You really aren't working hard to achieve more in the future. A long, long time ago, when people won races in Greek history, they would be awarded these crowns of leaves on their heads. Those were laurels. So if you're just satisfied with past accomplishments, you'll never get ahead. You have to keep working hard to achieve in the future.
Yes, I've become quite successful. I'm pretty dynamite. I'm pretty top of my game here.
Cool.
So why do I need to work harder now? That's an example of resting on your laurels, because your competition, they aren't going to sleep. They're going to keep working in order to defeat you. So you should not rest on your laurels. Keep working hard, even though you've become successful. And these companies need to ensure that they have the correct sales strategies in place for future growth. If you ensure something, that means you make sure something is the case. You make certain that it is that way, and there are no doubts about it. So you need to guarantee that you have those correct sales strategies. Otherwise, you're probably going to go bankrupt.
It's true. So we're going to share with you a few of the strategies companies have at their disposal. If you have something at your disposal, it means it's handy. It's right there where you need it. It's accessible, you could say. So one thing to always remember is never lose sight of the basics. If you lose sight of something, you can't see it anymore. It's gone. You forget about it. The basics are the most important or essential, vital things that you have to do or you have to learn or know in order to succeed.
Right, the basics. Let me show you the basics here.
Okay.
For the things in the company. Here's your office here. Here's the software program we use. These are the basics, the basic information that you need to know.
Yeah.
Remember who your product is targeted at. We talked about that before. You need to know your target audience, who you're trying to sell the product to. Here the word target is being used as a verb, to target something at something. So here, yes, you need to know who your product is targeted at, who you're trying to sell it to, and also make sure, make certain that that product solves their key concerns and needs. Key here is important, and concern is what they're worried about, the problem that they have that they want to solve. Why would we buy something if it wasn't going to do something good for us? Okay, we buy a loaf of bread because we want to eat, we want to survive, and we buy a software program for our company because we want our company to become successful. That is our concern.
A concern can be an issue, some sort of thing you're worried about, a problem perhaps, things that you want to solve before it turns into a real problem maybe. No matter what else your product can do, it absolutely has to fulfill these basic requirements. Absolutely means without question. So if you fulfill something, you do whatever it takes to accomplish something or make sure something is done or satisfied. If you fulfill something, you might complete something so you feel like you've achieved something that you had hoped for. If you fulfill your dreams, it means you succeed in getting what you dreamed about. And everything you need usually comes with some basic requirements. The basic requirements of going to college is probably actually graduating from high school.
And passing the SAT with score, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Maybe you might see something. Oh, the requirements for this job include a degree in a related field, a master's degree with a 4.0 grade point average. Uh-huh. You need to have at least 3 years work experience in this field, etc. Those are some of the requirements for this job. Let's move on now to the next paragraph here. It says, what's equally important, what is just as important to bear in mind, is that while your customers' core requirements might be the same, your customers themselves are not. This is kind of complicated here, but let's talk about some of the terms here first. To bear in mind, you could also say to keep in mind. That just means to remember. Don't forget this. It's important to remember. It's important to bear this in mind. That your customers' core requirements, well, they might be the same, but the customers themselves are not. So, yes, if you're talking about different customers at different companies, yes, their basic core requirements are the same, but the customers themselves are not the same. So they still have individual needs, yes, their core requirements are the same, but some of their other requirements are different, and you need to keep that in mind. You need to bear it in mind.
Core means the most basic or central part of something. A big popular buzz phrase in business is core competencies. Your business's core competencies are what they're best at. What do you do best? What are your core competencies? Make sure you know what they are before you go to a job interview. You might be asked what your core competencies are. Well, I'm fluent in 5 languages. I'm very responsible. Make sure you know what you're good at. Your target audience as a business might actually consist of slightly different subgroups. So you might have one big target audience, and within that big target are little groups. We call them subgroups. If you consist of something, that's what you're made of. So these subgroups actually form the big target audience when you put them all together to consist of.
Slightly different, just a little different. These are subgroups, and it's necessary to customize your sales approach for each of these subgroups to make sure you meet their needs. If you customize something, you kind of make some changes so it fits an individual. Maybe you're not satisfied with buying the brand new Mercedes-Benz at your local dealer there. You want to customize it. So I think the air conditioner is a little too warm. I need it to be colder. The steering wheel is too big for me. I want it to be a little smaller. I don't like that kind of leather on the seats. Please get me some different kind of leather there. The tires are the wrong kind. The engine is a little too slow. You need to make some changes for my personal needs. You need to customize that car.
If you have that many changes to a car you're wanting to buy, you're probably buying the wrong car, Tom.
Probably should buy a Bentley or a Rolls Royce
yeah.
or something like that.
When you talk about someone's approach or a sales approach, it just means their method, their technique for doing something. So you've got to make sure your approach is right for all of your subgroups to make sure that they're satisfied. If your needs are met, it means you're satisfied, you're happy with the service or the product that you're buying. Finally, here's another piece of advice here. Never miss an opportunity or a chance to tell people what you do. Do you talk about your work or your product with new people that you meet, Tom?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not really in sales, but if I were in sales, I probably would. Although, you shouldn't talk business all the time with your friends. Sometimes you're just out to play golf or have a night on the town, something like that. But, yeah, you can mention it. Just make sure they know what you do, what line of work you're in. Don't miss an opportunity. Don't pass up a chance to let people know exactly what you do. By letting your acquaintances know what line of work you're in, you make them potential salespeople. Your acquaintance, that's somebody you know. You're not really too familiar
yeah.
with them. You met them maybe once or twice. You probably know their name and maybe one or two things about them, but you're not really friends. You wouldn't trust them with your daughter and stuff like that. So these are acquaintances, just people you know on a superficial level.
What line of work you're in is a phrase we used to talk about what industry you work in. Someone could say, hey, what line of work are you in? You might say sales, business, computers, teaching, you know, I teach, or recording. Tom and I would say recording.
Broadcasting, yeah.
So whatever line of work you're in just means what field you're in. So be aware that people ask that question. They won't just say, what's your job? They might just say, what line of work are you in? I hear that more often, actually, in America.
Or what do you do, simply?
Yeah.
And, yes, they're potential salespeople. Potential means they have the possibility of becoming something in the future. They're not salespeople
no.
yet, but they might be soon.
But if you let people know what you do, they may be able to send some business your way one day. Tom and I are in broadcasting and recording, so when we tell people what we do, sometimes I get calls from people I don't know because someone else recommended me because I mentioned I did that work. So sometimes it does help you. So if you have the chance to talk about it, do. But like Tom says, we also know someone who works in our industry with us who tends to talk about it too much. Mm. And it can bother people. So don't just talk about what you do. It will be annoying to people. You want to keep it friendly and fun. But beyond that, not everyone is aware of the diverse ways in which you and your company might be able to help them. It's just a piece of advice. Not everybody knows what you do. If you do work for a company and you have a product, maybe they're not too familiar with it. Talk about why it's so great. Let them know. Diverse means different ways. So if I say, wow, my group is really full of diverse people, they're all different. They're not all the same. They might be from different countries, speak different languages, have different jobs. It's just a variety of people.
Yeah, like the Yamaha company in Japan, they make diverse products there. They make motorcycles, they make musical instruments, so they're quite diverse there. And yeah, I would say that if somebody's interested in your company and they want to know, then go ahead and tell them. You just kind of have to test out each person. If they're interested, go ahead and let them know all the different things that your company does. And keep these hints in mind. Bear them in mind. Remember them. And you'll be on the right track to increase your sales and grow your business.
Uh-huh.
So if you're on the right track, that means you're doing the right thing. You are going toward the goal you're trying to accomplish. You're not getting sidetracked.
You might be in a meeting one day, and someone who's heading up the meeting thinks that the topic has gotten lost. People are starting to joke and talk about something else. You could say, hey, guys, we've got off the track. We're off the track. Let's get back on the right track. Let's get back on track for our meeting, which means really focus on what your topic was initially. So keep these hints in mind on how to improve your sales, and hopefully it will help you and your coworkers grow your business. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to some more explanation from our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tim. 欢迎来到我们多益单元第二天的课程。今天的题目是 Improving Your Sales。提升业绩非难事。首先看到第一段的第二句 ,Even successful companies can't afford to rest on their laurels. 这句话的意思是说，就连一些成功的公司也承担不起满足于现有成就的后果。这里看到个动词 ,afford, 就表示承担、负担得起的意思。后面会加上名词或者是不定词。举例来说 ,We can't afford to lose a good employee like you.就表示我们无法承受失去一名像你这么好的员工。The cell phone is too expensive. I can't afford it. 这只手机太贵了，我负担不起。后面看到个片语 ,rest on one's laurels, 就表示满足现状。Although you pass the exams, you still shouldn't rest on your laurels. 虽然你通过了考试，但你也不应该满足于现状。接着看到第一段的最后一句Here are just a few of the strategies companies have at their disposal. 以下仅列一些公司所运用的策略。Have something at one's disposal, 或者 at one's disposal, 就表示任意使用、自由支配的意思。The library has many books at my disposal, 就表示这间图书馆有许多的书都可以任我使用。接着看到第二段的第一句。One thing to always remember is never lose sight of the basics. 永远记住一件事，就是绝不忽略基本原则。Lose sight of 就表示忽视的意思。The government should not lose sight of the importance of education. 政府不应该忽视教育的重要性。而 lose sight of 又表示看不到、看不见的意思。例如 ,The mother lost sight of a child in the amusement park.就表示这位妈妈在游乐园里面找不到她的孩子。接着看到第二段的最后一句 No matter what else your product can do, it absolutely has to fulfill these basic requirements. 不论你的产品具备其他什么功能，它绝对必须满足这些基本需求。Fulfill 这个动词就表示满足、达到的意思。Fulfill the requirements 就表示符合条件。满足要求的意思。You should fulfill the following requirements to apply for this college. 你必须要符合下列条件才能申请这间大学。接着看到第三段的第一句 What's equally important to bear in mind is that while your customers' core requirements might be the same, your customers themselves are not. 同样重要要记住的是，尽管客户的核心需求也许一样，但客户本身则彼此不同。 这里我们要看的是 while 的用法。while 在这个句子里是用来让步的从属连接词，用来对比前后子句，表示虽然尽管的意思，相当于 although 或者是 though。 While we don't get along well, we are able to cooperate at work, 表示虽然我们处不来，但我们却可以在工作上同心协力。而 while 同样也可以表示时间的从属连接词，表示当什么什么的时候，用来引导时间副词子句，表示动作持续一段时间。While 引导的子句常会用来谈论两个同时进行而且会持续的动作，例如 While my mother was preparing dinner, I was setting the table, 表示当我妈妈正在准备晚餐的时候，我正在摆设餐具。这两个同样都是同时进行而且持续的动作。接着看到第三段的最后一句， It's necessary to customize your sales approach for each of these subgroups.To make sure you meet their needs, 你必须为每个小客群来量身定做销售方式，以确定你能够符合他们的需求。这里看那个动词 customize 表示定制、客制的意思。举例来说， Tanya customized her tablet by engraving some words on it. Tanya 定做了电脑平板，在上面刻了一些字。而另外一个用来表示客制化的字，还有一个常见的复合形容词 custom made。 举例来说， The company produces custom made smartphones to suit customers' needs, 表示这间公司制造客制化的智慧型手机来符合客户的需求。最后看到第四段的最后一句， Keep these hints in mind and you'll be on the right track to increase your sales and grow your business. 记住这些建议，你就能以对的方式增加销售和发展事业。这里看到个片语 on the right track, 字面上是表示正确的轨道，因此就引申为正确的意思。相反的，如果表示错误的话，就是 on the wrong track。 举例来说， Tom will never find out the answer to the question because he is on the wrong track. Tom 永远找不出这个问题的答案，因为他方向根本错误。
Okay, it's time now to continue to our discussion questions for today. This information is all good and it's all sound advice, but we need to sort of discuss it. So here's our first question. Which of the hints above, which of the suggestions above do you think is the most useful? Why?
Oh, interesting. Which is the most useful? Wow. It's hard to say. I think it depends on the business, but I think what's really important is to really target your audience. Your target audience is the one that you initially created your product for. I think you have to keep them in mind. I've noticed that some companies tend to diversify more than they should, and they find that their main product sales go down, they decrease. It's because they got off the right track. So they start focusing on smaller products, and that's not where their money maker is. Your money maker is your best product, your number one product. So you'll notice out there in the news sometimes that some of these successful businesses will sell off a part of their business. It's because they discovered that that wasn't where their primary focus should be. Mm. They did make some money in that area, but it wasn't what their target audience was initially.
Yeah, well, I like the suggestion here that you need to keep this in mind. Your customer's core requirements might be the same, but the customers themselves are not.
Yeah.
So you need to look at each individual market and determine exactly what their needs are. I remember hearing complaints about American companies trying to sell cars in Japan. They were complaining, people in Japan don't buy our cars. You guys got too many trade restrictions. And then the Japanese response is, well, you know we all drive on the left side of the road in Japan, don't you? You guys only produce like one or two models that can drive on the left side of the road. So you only have yourselves to blame for not actually offering products that we can buy.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid, actually. I've noticed that. One of the things I've noticed about Taiwan companies who are multinationals is that they have tailored their products for this market For example, some of the restaurants. Let me mention McDonald's and Domino's. Those are two that are familiar to me. They've changed what they sell slightly so that they fit the Taiwanese taste. In America, we would never have a bun, which is the bread part of a hamburger made out of rice. But here they offer it. They also have salads where they put corn in the salad, I've noticed, at McDonald's. We do not put corn in our salads in America. In Domino's, they offer a lot of seafood pizzas, which are not offered in America. We tend not to think of seafood as something you put on a pizza, but the managers here in Taiwan are smart, and they talk to their multinational parent company and said, we need to kind of change the product so it really fits with Taiwan a lot better, that it satisfies our customers here and not just Americans.
Yeah, well, that sort of answers our next question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Can you think of any other strategies for improving a company's sales?
Well, one of the things we did when I worked in New York was we actually had some of our management consultants work within the company itself. For example, one of our clients was Pfizer, and one of our employees actually had an office at Pfizer and was able to get to know more people and advertise our services more. And we got different departments in Pfizer using our services, whereas when we first started with them, it was just that one department. So there are ways to increase your business that way.
I'm also thinking that you might want to use the internet in some way to improve your sales.
Social media.
If you can think of a clever way to make a video that you can put on YouTube and it will become extremely popular and it will get all sorts of downloads and views and it features your product or service, hey, your sales will skyrocket. They'll go right through the roof.
We have a phrase for that. When someone makes a video and it becomes instantly popular, we say it goes viral. V-I-R-A-L. I noticed that there was a news broadcaster in America who quit his job to start a company with his wife, and they did this cute Christmas video. It went viral, and suddenly their business took off. Even though their Christmas video really didn't have a lot to do with the business, it was cute, and they remembered it. So be thinking and be creative. Use the social media. It's out there.
These are all excellent ideas, and I'm sure all of you can come up with some excellent ideas, too. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our program. Thanks for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.